welcome to Atheist News Network. Now, we skipped last week.
Yes, we did.
And I told you that would happen.
I'm pretty sure it was your fault that we skipped last week.
We got a good one this week. We'll make up for last week not being there, because this one's really, really good.
Yeah, this one, I mean, when Charlie called me up and told me about it, I couldn't believe it. In fact, I had to look it up for myself to find out, and then found out that all the news networks down here have been going ballistic with it.
This has actually made national news. It's got out of Utah, and it's made national news.
Oh, that's beautiful. In fact, I believe, since he is your representative, you should introduce the article.
Yeah, this is Chris Butters in the news again. He is my senator. Actually, I voted in the election specifically. Obama was a nice secondary. I voted for Obama. But I specifically voted, more importantly, against Chris Butters. A little history here, I think, before we get into this.
Yes, yes. Well, the history deserves talking.
Let me read the headline first as a teaser. Chris Butters says that gays are the greatest threat to America.
That's the headline. I completely agree with him. I mean, Adele, I'm sure you might be listening to this, but, you know, Chris Butters is right. Sorry.
Okay, a little history before we go into this latest bit of idiocy. Chris Butters is the guy who... He wanted to introduce a bill to teach divine design in a science class.
Let me ask you something, Butters. Why would they call it intelligent design and not divine design?
Yeah, he's not even smart enough to realize that if you have a religious intent in there, it will not fly under the Constitution. Butters, your side has lost every single court case since the Scopes trial.
Well, you know, I think he's handicapped. Not in the sense that you're thinking retarded right now. I can see it in your face. But I think he's handicapped with that group, the Eagles, whatever it was.
Eagle Forum. By Gail Ruzicka.
Yeah, after discovering Butters and reading that article, I actually went and saw that the Eagle Forum completely supported him. And then, of course, I read what they were all about. And was just shaking my head as they were sitting there saying that our founding fathers never wanted us to separate religion and state.
It's absolutely betrays an utter lack of historical, even curiosity, to hold that view. A little history again. So divine design was his first thing. That failed. Thank Baal. Ahura Mazda, Quetzalcoatl, whoever's up there.
I like Quetzalcoatl. That one's just a fun one to say.
His next step, the last time he was in the news, I think he was discussing a budget bill, and he said that, referring to the bill, he said, this baby is black. This is a dark, ugly thing.
Oh, yeah.
Again, not smart enough to realize that people are listening, and he's not just at home at dinner talking to his white friends.
I really don't know how you cannot realize that. I mean, we're talking, this guy has to believe in the Bible saying that black people were cursed, which is why their skin is black.
Well, that's from Brigham Young, and certainly I believe in the Pearl of Great Price in Mormonism, the Book of Moses.
Yeah,
I think says that, Abraham, one of the two.
Well, not only black babies, but in the Book of Mormon, it talks about why the Native Americans were cursed with their skin disease because they were evil and God wanted to separate them from the...
That was a nice bit of 1800s or 19th century racism, because if you track through the Book of Mormon, as the Lamanites get more evil, their skin gets darker.
Yeah.
And as they get more righteous...
Their skin gets lighter.
Skin becomes whiter. beautiful. Anyway, this is the history from Chris Butters, okay? So now... He did an interview that was on ABC.
Well, wait. Now, because of that black baby comment, Chris Butters had to go through sensitivity training.
Right.
Now, we can all see how well it did him, considering he's now spouting out that gays are the greatest threat to America.
And I have to say that I looked at a newspaper article about the election a couple months ago, and it turns out that my neighborhood... And Butters covers West Jordan, South Jordan, and Harriman. This area is the most conservative in Utah. It is something like 98% Republican.
I got to tell you, I'm surprised you haven't been burned out. I mean,
I keep quiet mostly.
You coward.
I know. Like the ward boundaries and my neighborhood are pretty much exactly the same. It's all Mormon. Anyway,
they're gonna love us this month.
So to this. This latest thing is beautiful. So I'm going to just read a few paragraphs from the Salt Lake Tribune. Chris Butters, called the gay rights activist movement, or the gay rights movement, probably the greatest threat to America. He likened gay activists to Muslim radicals and dubbed same-sex relationships abominations.
What's your problem?
Yeah, I don't. Why are people upset about this?
I have.
You know no what idea. I think? I think he's got a point here. I think what we ought to do. You know how the federal government has a threat level for terrorist attacks?
Yeah.
We ought to have a threat level for Utah specifically for like a gay threat level.
I think so that's a great idea.
If, you know, if reruns of Will and Grace come on, maybe it would be threat level chartreuse. And
so as we go on, pretty soon we have a gay man prancing up there saying, ah, you know, that's the highest gay level
we can get. If you have like a gay pride parade. It would be threat level rainbow. Keep your kids indoors.
Threat level rainbow. We're talking San Francisco threat level.
Grab the duct tape and duct tape your rectums because gay people are in town.
Yes, they will rape you.
If gays are the greatest threat to America, I feel pretty goddamn safe.
Well, you know what's funny is...
What are they going to do? Design interior decorate?
Obviously, they're going to make everything prettier. So... I was talking to my girlfriend about this, and I mentioned that Butters had said that gays were the greatest threat to America, and she just kind of looked at me with this funny look and says, well, if he thinks that about gays, what does he think about you guys since you're atheists?
Gays are probably a little higher in his estimation than atheists. I think your girlfriend's right.
Yeah.
You know, that study where they said that who poses the biggest threat, and I think it was, or who... aligns the least with your beliefs. Who is the most divergent from your beliefs? And gays came in second to last, and atheists came in last. So I think we'd elect a gay president before we elected an atheist.
Oh, I agree with you entirely. Go gays. I'd like to see a gay president in there. I'll bet you that White House would look awful pretty.
Well, you know what? Although, no, Butter says that gays are the greatest threat to America, even more than atheists.
Now that
I don't know
that's
why.
Going pretty
why do you
far.
Think that would be?
Obviously, he hasn't heard of our podcast yet.
he said Sodom and Gomorrah was a localized thing. This guy literally believes that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed.
Yeah, I remember this quote. I saw this on the news.
So he literally believes that Sodom and that Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt. Literally, you'd walk down there and there's Lot's wife in a pillar of salt.
I'll bet you she gathered a lot of deer in from licking it.
What he forgets is that a little bit before the story, when Abraham is entertaining angels, a bunch of gay people come out and they say, give us those gay men, give us those angels, we're going to rape them. And he says, no, you cannot rape angels, they're my guests.
But
you can have my two daughters. Here, rape my two daughters.
Rape my two daughters. The angels won't do anything to stop it, but
now, that
hey,
may have been a safe bet because those guys are, clearly they're gay, they're not bisexual.
Oh, so you're saying it's a calculated risk.
Yes, I think so. Afterwards... As if that's not bad enough, they thought the entire world was destroyed, and so they take in a cave, and they, as the daughters, they said, well, we got to repopulate the world, and all we have is our father here, so let's get him drunk. And they slept, both daughters slept with Lot, their father.
Well, I got to tell you, if that guy's drunk and he's knocking up two girls at the same time,
pretty fertile,
that's pretty fertile, and I mean, that dude has some endurance on
him. Well, and I think it was successive nights, but the fact that he was so drunk as not to know that his daughters were having sex with him, but yet still able to perform is impressive.
Do you think they might have some early form of Viagra? So he is talking about how Sodom and Gomorrah were a localized threat, but
this is
worldwide.
Yeah.
Obviously, we need gay-level rainbow at this point.
Yeah. I don't even know. I'm speechless as to what universe Chris Butters lives in where gays apparently are a greater threat than Osama bin Laden, right? I mean, how many buildings have gays flown themselves into? Literally.
Are we talking with planes or just by themselves? Because I've seen some gays fly into buildings, but that's mostly just making an entrance. But yeah.
That's true. And it's fabulous.
Yes, absolutely.
Threat level fabulous. Maybe that's what it should
be. You
know,
I think when we put this out, we need to have our threat level up there. We need to make our own threat level.
We'll put it on the website. We can go from mauve to taupe, to, you know, hot pink.
To colors I don't even know.
To rainbow.
Names of. I don't even know if they exist.
You're not gay enough. You need to embrace your inner gay.
Well, you know, I've been trying to spork with you for years.
And I would, but I'm a married man.
Wow, listen to this. He basically labeled my community as virtually the devil incarnate.
Yeah, that's a gay rights gay activist. Rights.
Whipple said that. I don't think that he represents Utah anymore. Now, why exactly would anybody consider Butters as representing Utah at all? I mean, I don't even know why the guy was voted in.
He's voted in because these are amazingly conservative community. And what stuns me is he lost his judiciary chairmanship over this. Because, as we all know, the gay demographic is a huge supporter for Republicans, right? Why, other than PR, I suppose, and people think that it's basically unfair, and that the rest of the Republicans in Utah are a little less conservative than Butters, I'm kind of at a loss for why there'd be any repercussions at all. He didn't lose his chairmanship over the black baby comment. He just had to go to sensitivity training. I think he met with Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson and the NAACP. But he refused to meet with the gay and lesbian community.
Well, interestingly enough, Michael Wadups was actually kind of defending that it was his right to be able to say this, that it didn't go against any Senate rules that he was...
He's right. Yeah. He clearly has a right to freedom of speech and express his ideas. And we have a right, and the rest of Utah has a right, to tell him what a goddamn moron
jackass.
He is. Jackass. Absolutely.
Complete jackass.
I think maybe we ought to have a segment on Atheist News Network. You know how Keith Olbermann has Worst Person in the World? I think maybe ought to have one that's people who need to get punched.
In the pants.
Yeah.
The Punched in the Pants Awards. The the monthly Punched in the Pants Award. I kind of like that,
yeah.
Actually.
Butters may occupy that slot.
I'm pretty sure he has definitely won this month's Punched in the Pants Award.
Yeah, but I'm wondering why the Republicans made him lose his... Because it's not like they have to kowtow to the gay demographic, no, right? That's not part of their... it may be just PR, that this sort of thing, this sort of talk makes them look, especially in the face of a losing election cycle last year,
yeah,
it makes them look uninclusive or unfair or mean.
Just backwards.
Which it does, yeah.
Yeah, it's backwater talk right here. And I think you're right. I mean, like Michael Wadups was saying, it's not against the Senate to be able to make these comments, but if this is reaching national news, that's going to bring
True.
A lot of hard,
True.
Heavy weight
that's,
down.
I think that's more the crux of it, because we're already, Utah's already being hammered because of LDS support for Proposition 8.
Yeah.
And so I know that there was a conference or a get-together that spotlighted gays. They come up and they'd have a trip up to Sundance or Park City, and they canceled that. Which, to me, you're aiming at the wrong community, because Park City is probably one of the most cosmopolitan communities in Utah. So if you're going to hurt anyone, you probably ought to hurt Provo or my community of South Jordan. Park City is probably not the one to go at. But if it gets national news and it makes it look like Utah is backwards and it's going to hurt tourism in this economy, I think the Republicans probably would respond to that. I think that's a very good point.
Yeah.
And it does make Utah look like total idiots. It
makes us look like a bunch of backwater
Although,
inbreds.
I think he is representing the vast majority of Utahns.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, in fact,
I'm not sure if the vast majority of Utahns believe that gays are the greatest threat to America, but certainly they don't believe that their lifestyle is an abomination.
Of course. I mean, I when talking with Adele and Peter just last week, when talking with them, I was mentioning the fact that, I mean, my mother raised me saying, you know, that gays lost the ability to love, which is why they became gay.
What does that mean?
That
doesn't even make any sense.
Sure it does.
They lost the ability to love women, maybe? Is that what?
She just says that they've lost the ability to love, and therefore they're confused.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all. Why would they stay in a monogamous relationship?
Well, obviously,
if they've lost
they're
the ability
not,
to love.
They have no morals. Why would they? Why would they stay monogamous?
Your mother needs to meet some real gay people.
Well, again, this is Utah. Seriously doubt she's met any gay people.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, it also mentions something known as the Common Ground Initiative, which is basically legal protections for gays. And Butters actually boasts that it lost 4-2. And I killed it. I've killed everyone they've brought for 8 years.
Yeah, I really want to get this guy out of office. I know I'm fighting a losing battle, but dear Lord, this guy needs to get out of office.
Yeah, I don't even understand. Well, maybe it's because you and I are too forward-thinking for this state.
Yeah, I love it. Equality Utah, right? They wanted to give the Common Ground Initiative because Butters thinks that gays are looking for special rights.
Yeah,
right?
Obviously
they want to redefine marriage and they want special rights for themselves.
They actually want to be treated like humans. Yeah. How could they want such a thing?
So... they didn't demand his resignation or an apology, and it's probably practical because there's no way he's going to resign, and he's probably not going to give them an apology. But they did say that an apology would not rationalize nor take back his hurtful words and disrespectful attitude. I can only ask that reasonable Utahns around the state reject this kind of damaging speech, and I think that's correct. That's absolutely good. That's right. That's pretty much all there is to say.
Yeah, I'm done, and Charlie's except, done
Well, you might have him, like some of the other Republicans who are really repressive. You might find him in a bathroom stall in an airport, picked up by an officer.
You know, that might very well be his problem. He's just tying up so much angst inside of him that
It's often, like Ted Haggard, same thing, right?
Haggard.
They preach and preach and preach against gays, and it's really because they're so ashamed that they have those inclinations themselves, and they can't come to grips with that sexuality. They want to just show all their friends and family and neighbors and the world that they are not gay.
You know, actually, I'm thinking we need to start a movement. Chris Butters, come out of the closet already. Yep. We've all just realized you're gay.
Gay it up, Chris.
Come on, baby. Let's see you start flaunting it. You got that 100-year-old look. You can swing them wrinkles.
God, he's going to have to die soon because if you look at a picture of him, it looks like he's 107 years
old. He looks like a gremlin.
He's 66.
I know.
At least he's got, four or five more Senate terms in him. Awful.
Let's pray to God and Baal and everybody else that doesn't happen. But anyway, I believe we've now outed Chris Butters, so I think we should sign off.